Paul, what's missing from Nick Batan's game right now? Looks like he'll will he be a healthy scratch tonight?
Yeah, Nick's out tonight. I want to get Andrew Kopp back in and at center. I like Nick. The chain of it is Matty Perreault has gone into where Andrew Kopp was and really excelled there. I liked where Andrew Kopp's game was. I think, and when you look at the bottom six of their team, there's going to be a little more weight to their lineup. And I want Mark O'Donnell back in. And I want Chris in for this game here tonight, so Nick comes out.
Is there something specifically, though, in his game that you need to see more
of? I wouldn't say that there was a fall-off in his last few games. He's been reasonably good. He's done some good things. We're still waiting for a little bit of that production. I understand who he's playing with, but you also have to understand who he's playing against, so we think that's there. There hasn't been a big enough payoff on the power play. I also think we'd like to get Patty Laine unleashing that shot a little bit more, and to do that, better net front presence will help us, and Mark O'Donnell's very, very good in front of that net, so all those pieces fit in together for him to come out.
And what makes this a good start for Hellebuyck?
He's got to get right back on the horse. He was such a critical piece to us playing so very, very well off the road trip. I put his game against Minnesota in the exact same bucket that I put the rest of the team in. Tried hard, but we're quite a bit off of what we normally expect from. And we have sort of an advantage on the price that we paid for our schedule early in the year. We got some two-day blocks. We still managed our way into 4-6 and 5-8, which we appreciate. But we do have some two-day blocks, and we've had some really good results with Connor spending some time with Wade Flaherty and getting some individual teaching.
Was there a change in plan at all for Pavlik?
Yeah, Pav got through his on-ice, but he didn't get through his off-ice to my liking, so I don't have him backing up.
The night after the game, you pointed to, talking about your defensive game, you pointed to four things. Taking too many penalties.
Yep, better at that recently.
Poor penalty kill.
Yep.
Save percentage too low.
Yep.
And too many chances against.
Yep.
That's kind of dogged this team on and off this year, and for sure you can see it in your goals against.
Well, in fairness to the answer, there wouldn't be a defensive component that I didn't mention, right?
Sure.
So yeah. I covered a ball.
Yeah.
It's more of a shotgun answer.
Okay. How do you change that? How do you make those four areas strengths for this organization consistently and over a long haul?
Okay. So first we'd say, how do you get here? How did you get to the point that you don't like your defensive game? And we'll go back, or we can go back a while. We got made the playoffs on a bit more of a team that was built to grind a little bit more in terms of how they played, and yet couldn't find a way to win a playoff game. We really, I thought, lacked some firepower. We lacked some of that pure skill, and you're not picking that up easily on the open market unless you're trying to shave the top end guy, and that wasn't going to happen. So we brought in younger, more skilled players for that reason, and they are. So we think we now, based on what we're scoring, the number. So we believe we have almost enough of that injected into our lineup. And then we're not as good defensively. So we have players that come in that didn't get here because they have those great sticks, those great reads naturally. That has to be developed. And it's going to take time to develop that. The next piece to that was I felt we chased games early and never built the right mindset into not chasing the game. So you got a good bunch of guys. The mistakes that I made, I did just a horrible job in relation to my colleague Mike Babcock in selling our age and the mistakes. So when they've lost a game, it's just a wonderful learning experience, and they win, it's a triumph of character, and we have the opposite thing going on here, right? So, but that's my choice, because I don't ever want to walk into a season and say we're not here to win the Stanley Cup. I feel that way about this year. So we would get into games and chase those games a bit, and we were behind it. Risk comes into your game, and now you're playing a loose game. Those are the smaller pieces. I purposely did not grind the young players on defensive mistakes. I want them to come into this game and into this league. This is what I'm good at, and build on what they're good at. And the things that they're not good at, we will work them. But I'm not gonna shave a guy's minutes by 5-6 until he gets really good at the defensive game, and we wait 5 years for him to build the confidence. So we've got some younger players in that we think are now confident, and they're learning, right? They're getting better at the right reads, chipping pucks out, chipping pucks in. So that was my tact with this younger group, to let them make some mistakes without it being now that gets on the video, and certainly we have those meetings, but I didn't put him on the bench. And I think there's going to be a payoff for it. I believe it. And I also think that you can make your team better defensively with maybe two or three changes in personnel as we move on. We'll continue to look to do that. Once you feel you have enough firepower, you don't have to continually add those kind of players. You can add players that maybe excel in a penalty-killing mode, a D-zone coverage mode, and we expect an improvement in our goaltending as we go forward.
So this isn't a completely unknown tactic, letting young guys grow and not stifling their creativity. We've seen that in other places before. How hard is it for a head coach to let those players come along that way and then flip the switch and be the guy that demands of them to play a different way?
Wouldn't be a flip of a switch, really, because they're going to get better and they're going to be able to do it. So once I feel they've gotten to that point that they are, and this is no different than older players as well, but once we feel they have that capacity, then they're held to that standard. So we don't have friendly meetings every day about our defense, and it's not happening over the course of a weekend or one speech, but we do address it.
So you're confident that at a certain point in time, this group will, because we know they can score now.
We're not pulling these guys back at some point to say our strength is going to be being in the top three goals against, but we need to be middle of the pack for sure, and then we have enough firepower then to get it right. And then we want to be top 10 in all of those categories. That's the goal, to be top 10 in all of those, and then you've got a contending team.
Okay, that's the last one. So obviously this was a calculated decision made by the organization. Are you, I would imagine you kind of had a concept of, you know, how long this would take. If you were plotting this on the graph, where would you be in the course of where you ultimately want to get to?
I'm behind where I want to be defensively. That's the honest answer. We're not as good defensively as I expect us to be. I think that you'll see all the little pieces move incrementally. We'll win more faceoffs. We'll take fewer penalties because we'll be on the right side of pucks better. I got real problems with the stick penalties. We are, and we measure all that. We are absolutely getting better at that. Strength of our center ice in terms of, you know, we've got running into tonight three still very young center icemen. They have such a major impact in your team defensively. And then experience on our back end. And I'll include Dustin Byfuglien in this because he spent the majority of his career not playing defense. You've got three or four guys, and you can put Ben Sherratt, and Paul doesn't have enough experience in the game. That there's four or five guys that are still learning the game defensively, and Josh Morrissey may defensively have been our best defenseman this year. So there's lots of room to grow in that department on those reads.
Based on what you've seen from St. Louis since the trade of Shattenkirk, what's kind of different about their defensive?
I wouldn't know much that hasn't been enough time. I think that there are some structural changes on them defensively in their own end, maybe especially. Other than that, same, pretty much the same personnel. They're going to go real hard. They've got enough skill to burn you if you're loose on them. They're maybe a little bit more patient in their own end of the ice. That can be good and bad. It'll be. A bit more of a challenge necessarily to get pucks to the net, but you may have an opportunity if you're going that you can spend a little bit more time doing it.
Paul, how much different are they without Hitchcock, and how does that affect the way you would approach those?
You know what, those are things that are only known inside the room, right? So they got the bounce, and then they've been in some tight games, and they've either gone either way for them, but they've played fairly consistently. There are some changes that you can see on video in terms of how they're important, how they approach certain situations. I would suggest mostly in their end of the ice, but it's very difficult to assess that from the outside, right? Ken's known to be a very demanding coach. We never got the sense from playing Minnesota that Mike Yeo wasn't. Their neutral zone concepts. There's only a handful of systems being run in the NHL. There's not a lot of changes. There's some tweaks to their D zone, but that would be the big one. Fabry's out. That affects them. Shattenkirk's gone. That affects them. Those have far bigger impacts for the most part than the coaches.
As you're making the transition from this offensive team to a more responsible defensive one, how do you prevent losing from becoming a habit?
think you take a look at the last five of the last six games and you say, is your game right in those games? Are you doing enough of what you want? Are you getting forward motion? Are you getting forward progress? I believe we are.